Everything in us right now cries out. It says, this isn't right. We shouldn't be gathered here together like this. It feels like winter when it's supposed to be spring. There must be a mistake. Somewhere we keep telling ourselves we'll wake up any moment and it'll be different than what it is. We want to shout and cry out, why, God? We're filled with conflicting emotions, anger, frustration, guilt, and despair. Our minds race with unanswered questions. We want to find somebody and tell them that it isn't fair. You, his friends and family who knew Ben, knew that whenever he was in a room, you knew that he was there. As you've described him to me, he was full of energy and vitality. You couldn't stay in a room with him very long and not be laughing. He'd be up to some kind of mischief or cracking a joke. To see the empty shell that used to contain him here this afternoon is so painful. It's why we need to invite God's presence here today. We need his help to walk us through. The Bible tells us that there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. This is one of those times. There are a number of reasons why we have a memorial, a funeral service. One of those reasons is to honor the memory. To remember who it was that God created Ben to be. That Ben was created in God's image and bore his image somehow. His Uncle Tony has shared remembrances of us, of him, and given us a picture of a book and the different chapters and pages that each of you who knew him and loved him occupied. We want to provide a time to share some of those remembrances with one another in a way of honoring who he was. As I was here yesterday and asked Francie to tell me about the pictures on the collages in the back, just pointing out the different pictures and recalling stories and events that had happened in Ben's life, and we were laughing and crying together as we looked at them and remembered him. Stories of his excellence at athletics and in school, his abilities in music, of his being the family clown, able to engage others in mischief and get you to laugh. Father God, you tell us that your ways are not our ways and that your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. This afternoon, you who know what it is to experience the death of a son, you who understands the pain and the grief that fills hearts here, you who understands an emptiness that feels unbearable, you who tells us that you are a God of all comfort and compassion, we invite you, no, we plead with you to be here this afternoon. Please be with us this afternoon as we seek your comfort. Please be with us this afternoon as we seek to celebrate that life that you gave to Ben and the person that you created him to be. Help us to comfort one another this afternoon. Thank you, God. Amen.